Now, hospitals in the south are bracing themselves for the busiest week of the year, would you believe? They're trying to catch up with demand from patients who've put off seeking medical help over Christmas and New Year because they thought it would be so busy. So now they go this week, which means actually this can be the busiest week of the year in A&E. And the QA hospital in Portsmouth say this morning that the number of people arriving at A&E in early January has already exceeded capacity. Our man on the case, our East Hampshire and Alloa reporter Dominic Blake, joining me with more on this morning. So, Dom, a lot of people think that services will be busy last week and the week before, but actually it's this week we need to be worried about.
Yes, that's right, Julian, and it has been very busy over the Christmas period, but what we're seeing is that a lot of people have just decided to try and soldier on to get through it and then turn up here seeking help in early January. But that means, Julian, that many of them are much more poorly than they otherwise would have been, and that's particularly true of elderly people. I've been speaking to Mark Rowland, who's Interim Chief of Emergency Medicine here at QA. This is what he had to say.
Early January into mid-January, late January, February is the busiest time of the year for us in the hospital. The dominant feature of our admissions to hospital are respiratory tract infections, with huge numbers of patients coming in with significant chest infections, exacerbating chronic chest conditions, and people with pneumonia. The peak of this time of the year, partly related to the season, the weather, but also over the Christmas period, we actually share a lot of bugs with our visiting relatives and friends in a way that we don't do at other times of the year. So a lot of people get chest infections at that time of the year, and many of them are quite unwell, and a large number do have to come into hospital.
So, Dominic, how are hospitals like the QA going to cope with the extra demand this week?
Well, they certainly expect it this time of year, so they do put extra staff on duty. But the accident and emergency department has pressure. On New Year's Day, for example, 300 people turned up, exceeding their maximum capacity by about 10%. So they have been in crisis mode already. A lot of those people are very ill, but there's also a very large number of people who arrive at A&E who don't end up actually needing any kind of treatment at all, but they do take up precious time and space. This is Deputy Chief Operating Officer for Emergency Care, Rick Strang.
20% of the people that we've seen over this Christmas period actually didn't need to come to us. And, you know, times have changed. There's plenty of information out there. Lots of people have got gadgets and the internet and all this stuff, so you can look things up. NHS Choices is very good. 111 can give you good advice. Simple things you can have in your medicine cabinet, though. Some paracetamol, some Calpol for the kids, simple stuff like that. I know it's a bit grim for your radio, but at this time of year, people perhaps have diarrhea or perhaps have constipation because they've been eating, drinking different foods, all those things. There are simple medications you can get from your pharmacist or Boots, something like that, that can help you with those. You can get a simple first aid book, actually, from, you know, your local bookstore. Really help you out, having some simple bandages, some dressings, some safety pins, all that kind of stuff. And actually, a key thing as well is a thermometer. 50% of people don't even know whether they've got a temperature or not, and yet they'll come to our department saying, oh, I think I've got a temperature. Simple thermometer at home, really cheap now. You can find out for yourself.
Very useful. So, Dominic, what should people do if they're not sure where to go for treatment?
Well, a lot of hospital trusts have a section on their website, Julian, which is called Choose Well, and that's really designed at aiming to help people to decide where the best place to go is if they have a problem. Also, you know, that may well be A&E, but there are lots of other choices. Rick also mentioned there the NHS advice line, which is 111. People can call their local GP surgery, contact them. There are also many walk-in treatment centres across our region for people with minor injuries, so there are lots of other places that you can go. And certainly doctors here at QA say that making the right choice will really help A&E departments to get through the most serious cases that they're going to be seeing this week, Julian.
Dominic, thank you very much indeed for that. Some good advice. 17 minutes past 7 on BBC Radio Solent.